And we have Kirk Hutchinson with KDOT joining us, and hope you're having a good morning.
So far, so good.
Yeah, good. Well, that's what I want to hear. And, well, you have a thankless job, because let's just face it, you're not the one, because maybe do you take all those calls?
Oh, yes, I do. Okay. I tell people my job description is I'm the guy people yell at.
Wait, so please don't be rough on the phones if you're talking to Kurt with KDOT, but you have a lot of things going on right now, and one of the things coming up, and we're already thinking about October 10th is Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day. What does that
right.
stand for?
Right, it's an annual event, started about 11, 12, 13 years ago, somewhere in there, and the whole idea behind it was, what if there was one day when we had no fatalities on our roadways across the country? On average, every 15 to 16 minutes, somebody somewhere dies in a vehicle crash in this country. There are Kansas, we're usually in the 300 to 400 range annually in fatalities. So if you know you have 400 fatalities, that's more than one a day on average. So this year we're over 200 so far for the year. So who knows? We'll see what happens by the end of the year, what the numbers look like. But the push to continue to do all the things we can to drive more safely in our vehicles, and there's all kinds of things now in our vehicles to keep our attention away from focusing on the road and from actually driving and everything. So that's kind of the idea of Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day, tying in a lot of all of the safety information you've ever heard into one day. And one of the things we do with KDOT is, in the campaign leading up to that, we do a series of blogs, and we ask people from around the state. Sometimes it's somebody with a story to tell, a personal tragedy they've been through, or a close call. Sometimes it's somebody, several of our equipment operators will every year talk about close calls they've seen. We get law enforcement people to talk about issues they've seen out on the highway. Various folks that will write a blog, and they're available every day on ksdotblog.blogspot.com. And today's blogger happens to be from Holcomb. Bill Knight, who's the fire chief for the Holcomb Community Fire Department, is our blogger today. And I encourage you, when you have time, go out there to ksdotblog.blogspot.com and check it out. But they're out there every day leading up to, through the weekdays, leading up to Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day. And we would like to have people participate in that conversation and just learn some things. Gives you something to think about when they talk about some of the close calls they see. And I think Bill, being a firefighter, has seen a lot of close calls dealing with emergency vehicles. And so, something people sometimes forget, we get out of the habit of paying attention to being out of the way of the emergency vehicles when they're out on the roads. And there's all kinds of things that can create a hazard for you out there on the road. So, but go out to those blogs, read them, and see what you can do to make yourself a safer driver, safer for yourself, and safer for those around you as well.
Yeah, so this just leads all up to one day, and then you encompass all these messages in that one day.
Right. We try to get all of the safety messages and talk about them. We do a poster contest, which they'll judge those posters next week, but we do a poster contest every year, and we encourage kids that are eligible for the contest to think about anything related to safety on the roads. And so we've had kids do posters about bicycle safety, because that's something they think about. Pedestrians on roadways, being safe out there, obeying the signs, stop signs, wearing your seatbelt, no texting and driving, all those kinds of safety messages that kids have heard that we keep preaching, and we'll keep preaching them because we still have fatalities every day that we have to deal with.
Yeah, make that message resonate early. That's very important. As we wrap up our interview with Kirk Hutchinson with KDOT and some of the construction projects going on right now?
One of the projects that's going on, still going on, because we're kind of wrapping up construction season, is US 56 down in Stevens and Haskell counties. That project's continuing. Last week, they were working their way through Satanta, headed towards Sublette. That's a milling and overlay project. One lane through the work zone, guided by a pilot car. So be aware that's out there. There are other places as well out there, some projects still finishing up around the area. And you can get all that information at candrive.org, KANDRIVE.org, or by calling 511. You can get there on your mobile device too, 511mm.ksdot.org. Please don't do that while you're driving. But other than that, that information's out there, and you can see where all the construction projects are.
All right, well, great. And anything else you want to share today?
Just remind people, we do have a Twitter page and a Facebook page. You can follow our Twitter, SWKansasKDOT, or you can like our Facebook page, which is Kansas Department of Transportation, Southwest Kansas. And we post information about projects that are out there, or road closures, or when we have to close a road because there were wrecks in the middle of a dust storm, as we had earlier in the week. All that information gets posted out there.
Kurt Hutchinson with KDOT. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.